Unity!
Rock and or roll.
So now I'm back.
I'm BJ, and after an extended hiatus, Rock and or Roll has returned, now a part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. As you may already know, in my time off, I finished my book called This Band Has No Past, How Cheap Trick Became Cheap Trick, to be published by Jawbone Press, with a release date of September 6th. The book will be almost 400 pages long, including 24 pages, most likely, of pictures and images. And it's a great story about four guys going all the way back to the 60s who stuck with it and eventually made it, developing a lifelong career in rock and roll and doing it on their own terms. And because it's a book about Cheap Trick, I think it's also a very funny and entertaining book. And also includes a foreword by Jeff Ament, the bassist from Pearl Jam. You can pre-order the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Bookshop.org, even from Target and Walmart. As for the podcast, and the reason it has taken so long, it's mostly because I've been spending all my free time working on the book. But also, I still haven't figured out exactly what to do with the show. Now that I can no longer essentially play complete songs, I'm still going to play a lot of music on the podcast because that was really what the show was all about for the most part. I thought of a lot of my episodes as mixtapes, and not being able to play the complete song in some ways feels like it kind of defeats the purpose of that. I would like to hear from you. Let me know how you feel about it. For example, this episode you're listening to now, this is the return of AOR AOK, which I think was one of my most popular themes, if you want to call it that. One of my favorite kinds of episodes to do, and I did a lot of them. Usually I would play about 20 songs by 20 different artists. And like I said, it was like a mixtape. Now, if I can't play the entire song on an episode like this, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I don't think I feel good about it. I'd like to hear from you. Let me know. You can email me, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to the Facebook page, leave a comment, send a message. There's a Facebook group you should go join called Rock and Or Rollers. You can let me know there. If you still enjoy an episode like this, even though the songs, at least some of them, fade out before they finish, let me know how you feel about it. Like I said, it seemed like the best way to return was with an episode of AOR AOK. This time we're going to hear 30 songs by 30 different artists, most of which I'm guessing you've never heard before. We kick things off with a song called No More Heartaches by a band called Under Fire. And that band was made up of Jimmy Waldo from New England and Alcatraz. When he played with Billy Squire, he met guitarist Kerry Sheriff, or Sharif, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. They formed a songwriting partnership. This is back in like 88. Put together a band called Under Fire. They played a show, one show at the Roxy in LA. But then Jimmy Waldo kind of joined Quiet Riot for the album with Paul Shortino, the self-titled kind of comeback album that ended up being a big flop. But Jimmy Waldo co-wrote some songs on there. I think he might have been their touring keyboard player. He kind of, Under Fire kind of didn't happen because of Jimmy Waldo's connection to Quiet Riot, as far as I read it. But they did record a bunch of songs, and those songs were released, but not until 1997 on a CD. So that's where that song, No More Heartaches by Under Fire, comes from. Up next, we're going to hear another song that was recorded back then, but did not come out until later. This is a band called Razor Sharp, and this CD came out in 2016 on Retrospect Records. And this is a song by Razor Sharp called Back in My Arms. We'll be right back. That was a song by a band called Fake ID. This is another one that was recorded back then in the 80s, but not released at the time. Came out as a CD called Dreaming Ezekiel in 1997 by Fake ID. That song was called Even the Strong. Up next, we're going to hear a band called Babe Blue from an EP called Can't Stop Rock and Roll that came out in 1987. This is called Just One Night.
I'm
That was a song called Slippin' Away by Bangalore Choir. Classic AOR song, in my opinion. Bangalore Choir was an American band formed in 1991. Just early enough to get a record deal and get a lot of coverage by, like, Metal Edge. Just late enough that they had no chance of cashing in on the success of this kind of music at that time. So this band was David Reese, who was the guy who replaced Udo Dirkschneider in Except for One album, Eat the Heat. He had two guitar players from a band called Razor Maid, Kurt Mitchell and John Kirk. And then they had the rhythm section from Hurricane Alice. That was Ian Mayo and Jackie Ramos. Bangalore Choir had one album, 1992, called On Target, produced by Max Norman. And that was a great song from it called Slippin' Away. Up next, gonna hear a song from an American singer-songwriter, real name John Warpinski. He went by John Warren. This song's from an EP called Take Me Back that came out in 1988, but only in Japan. It's called Carry On. All I can do is carry on. I'm living every day, one day at a time. That I right. That was a UK band called Rio. That was from an album called Borderland that came out in 1985. Great song from Rio called I Don't Want to Be the Fool. Up next, we're going to hear a guy named Alex Lyon, L-Y-O-N, from a 1993 album called Tearing Me Apart. And this song is called Hold Your Heart.
I don't know just
Okay, that was a UK band called Well 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 from their 1988 album Dangerous Dreams. It's a really good album. It's kind of new wave, synth pop. I thought that song, which was a single, Back to You, fit this theme, and it's a great song. Strong album from those guys, not released in the US, as far as I know. Only a UK album, Dangerous Dreams from 1988. Up next, gonna hear a German band called Shell and the Ocean. This is from an album from 1989 called Turn Blue, and this song is called Facing Your Love.
Let the rain fall down on me and let you come in. Let my light flow like a stream, taking away my pain. Let this loneliness inside just disappear, wiping out the memories of a million fears. Crossing over to the shore,
somewhere else, somehow, sometimes in the dark.
That was a song called Somewhere, Somehow by an Austrian band called Opus, who formed in 1973. Released a lot of albums. They actually had a big hit in Europe and Canada in 85, a song called Live is Life. It was a top 40 hit in the US, but not a big hit here, but top 10 all over Europe, number one in Canada. The song we just heard, Somewhere, Somehow, is from an album called Magical Touch that Opus put out in 1990. Up next, we're going to hear a song from an English singer-songwriter named Andy Kunta. He was the keyboardist in Icehouse, Australian band Icehouse, from 82 to 88. This song is from a solo album that Andy put out in 1990 called Legend in a Lounge Room. It's called Sooner or Later.
Desperately needed love, we tried so hard to share.
That was a song by a duo, Neil Norman and Bobby Sexton, from their 1990 album Facing Destiny, a song called Winner Takes All. Up next, gonna hear a song from another duo, John Payne and Andy Nye. This is from an album recorded in the 80s, again, called The Passion, not released until 2009. After this band, John Payne joined Asia in 1991, replacing John Wetton. Clive Burr from Iron Maiden was the drummer on this record by John Payne and Andy Nye, The Passion. A song called Burning the Innocent.
I won't be back.
That was a song called Find Yourself Another Fool from a San Francisco band called Allied Nation. That's from a compilation called Hot Night in the City. Up next, we're going to hear a Scottish band called Glasgow. These guys had a single on Neat Records in 84. They had an album called 041 that came out in 1987. This is a song from that album called Secrets in the Dark.
I watched you sleep all through the night.
That was another Scottish band. We just heard two Scottish bands in a row, Glasgow, and then that band Garrison. That was a 1980s demo, not released until 2013, a song called Hold Back the Night. Up next, we're going to hear a song by Masano, band led by Bobby Masano, who joined Stars for their last album, Coliseum Rock. He played on Peter Criss's post-Kiss album, solo album, Let Me Rock You. He also played with Fiona, Jolynn Turner, and he toured with Lou Gramm for the Ready or Not album. He had his own album in 1989, self-titled, just called Masano. And this is a song called Hide Our Love Away.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
That was a song from a Swedish group called Tommy Tysper and the Kids from a 1990 album called Young and Rockin' Crazy, a song called Ride Side by Side. Up next, we're going to hear a Finnish band called Boycott from their fourth album. The album's called Red. This is a song by Boycott called Walls Come Down.
Shine, there are golden stars in the velvet sky.
That was another Finnish band called the Androids. So there we got a pair of Finnish bands, Boycott and the Androids. That last song by the Androids came out in 1988 on an album called Let It All Out. It's called 10,000 Years. That sound means we've made it to the traditional Canadian segment of AOR AOK. Going to kick things off with a Canadian band called Refugee from their first album, Affairs in Babylon, from 1985. A song called Exiles in the Dark.
Exile in the dark. It is the biggest exile. Money, we run. Exile in the dark.
that was a guy named J.T. Shelter, Canadian artist. Actually, there was a band called Shelter, which was formed by J.T. Batten and Bob LaPointe. They had an album in 89, then they released a second album, but it went by J.T. Shelter. So J.T. Batten became J.T. Shelter, and that song was called Time in Our Hands. Up next, we're going to hear a band called Shale, another Canadian band, that's S-H-A-Y-L-E, from a 1993 album called Standing in the Shadows. This is a song called Morning Radio.
I could see.
That was a song by a band called Simon Says, another Canadian band. The album's called Spin This, came out in 1991, produced by Gary Moffitt from April Wine. A song called Let Me Know. Up next, the last Canadian artist in the Canadian segment on AOR AOK. Guy named Wayne Smart. This is from an album called Just Another Stranger from 1996. It's called Wake Me Up.
Girl, I thought that I had
That was a song by an American singer-songwriter named Jamie Kyle. Second album called Back from Hollywood came out in 1996. The song was called Everything But Love. Up next, gonna hear a song from a Christian rock band from Alabama. From their second album, Heaven Calling, from 1991, this group is called Halo. The song is called Secret to Love.
I
That song, Secret Eyes, was by a band called Dead Ringer from their album Electrocution of the Heart from 1989. Charlie Hune, who sang with Ted Nugent and had the band Victory. Then you've got J. Jesse Johnson on guitar, Joe Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult on keyboards, and then Dennis Dunaway and Neil Smith, the rhythm section from the original Alice Cooper group. So kind of a sort of a super group there called Dead Ringer. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that, the return of Rock and or Roll. AOR, AOK, 30 AOR songs. Well, we heard 29. This is number 30. This is a guy that I think you've heard of named Tommy Shaw from Styx. Had several solo albums in the 80s. We're going to hear a song from Tommy's third solo album called Ambition, produced by Terry Thomas. Just want to say that the next episode, we're going to hear 30 power pop songs. Keep going with the return of Rock and or Roll and go back to some of my classic themes. And then coming up, we've got an episode in the can called Worst of Both Worlds with Greg Renoff and Brian Sword, where we pick the worst songs by Van Halen with David Lee Roth and then the worst Van Hagar songs. And I also have a lot of interviews recorded with power pop artists, going to start releasing those in some way. And also, I've got some episodes I finished before I got the cease and desist and before the podcast went on hiatus. Got an episode of television theme songs from the mostly from the 80s, and an episode of answer songs. If you're not aware of what an answer song is, you'll find out when that episode comes out. So watch for those episodes, which are the lost episodes that will be coming out here soon. But let's finish off this episode of AOR AOK with a song called The Outsider by Tommy Shaw.
Somewhere.
be back.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.